Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the meeting now.
There are 11 participants in the meeting.
Who else do we have?
Maria's logging on and Maki's on the call.
Okay, hi Maki. Was Eric available? Hi, are Shando and Stella with you, or are they separate?
Hello, Marnie.
Erica.
Maria's here.
What did you say?
Shando. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Shando, I hear you. Yep, and Stella also?
Stella's here.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, I'm here.
Awesome. All right, we're almost there. Sarah, Vanessa, Maria, Erica, Jasmine. That's who we're waiting on. Okay. Erica, Vanessa, Sarah, Jasmine, if you guys aren't, could you announce yourself? Just waiting another 2 minutes and then we'll get started. Sarah, did that call a number work?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, is that Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, Maria, are you on?
What? Oh.
Maria, are you on?
Yes. Maria is here.
Okay, great. We're just going to give it another minute for Erica and Vanessa and Jasmine, and then we're going to get started.
Hello.
Erica, is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Okay. And then we're just waiting for Vanessa and Jasmine. What's over? Was any word from Vanessa or Jasmine? Or should we start?
I think Vanessa's trying to log on. Jasmine's on a phone call.
We're going to give it 60 seconds. Well, so we're going to start. Just if you could slide Vanessa, just announce yourself when she's on, okay?
No problem.
Okay, very good. Guys, so I'm going to jump on for a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes to discuss what we've been discussing started last week, the marketing and intake. Last week, we focused a lot. And guys, feel free to write notes so that, you know, throughout, you can either ask questions now or you could reference back to this conversation. It's not going to be any anything crazily new, but it's just always good to write it down to remember. Every single one of you are part of the tremendous growth that, thank God, our company has and will continue to have. I want to paint you a picture of where we are so far for the month and where we have to get to for the end of the month, which we have about 3 weeks left to the end of the month. And the way the calendar works out is nice because it ends on a Sunday. So it's been almost three full weeks of us being able to continue growing. So far, we're going to go through the different companies. Not all of you are for each one, but you're all involved in some of them. The goal for Eagle Home Care, okay, is to have 60 starts. As of yesterday, we were at 24. So we're at 40% of the goal, which is tremendous. And the goal is reachable because we have about 3 weeks left to be able to hit that goal. Family First, we started as of yesterday, 19 cases out of 50. Is the goal is 50, 55 cases, which means we're about 38% of the goal. That means, with another 3 weeks, we're just about within reach. For Georgia, some of you are involved with Georgia. So far, we had 3 starts. The goal is 20, so we're a little bit far off of that, which we'll discuss with those in particular. And for Deluxe, I know Jasmine and Tahila are involved in that. So far, we had 1. The goal is between 3 and 5, and we're on par to hit another 3 starts by the end of this week. So the goals that we have set are attainable and are reachable. Sometimes at the beginning of the month, there's a little bit of a fire, and we feel more excited. And as the month goes on, it sort of wears off. We can't let that happen. We have to continue going full force so that, and I was just telling this to Erica this morning, a lot of times we push at the end of the month to hit the numbers, which is great. We have to do that. I'd rather put a little extra focus now and extend that effort now so that at the end of the month, we're like, okay, the last week we know we're coming into the month with, at the end of the month with 70, 80, 85% of the goal for the last week so that it's right there. We don't have to make ourselves crazy. At the end of the month, where you're going to turn to us and be like, well, we can't hit 40% more, you know, just within 1 week. So keep that in mind that we have 3 weeks, and all the efforts that we're doing, we should do for the next 2 weeks, so that when we come to the third week, we're not literally scrambling to try to grasp that straw. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yes.
There we go. Perfect. Okay, good. So now, last week, the two of the main takeaways that we were talking about, feel free to shout out, Melissa, not you. Anyone else, tell me one thing that we spoke about last week.
Calling for the auth.
Calling for the auth. Very good. What else?
Calling the lead right away.
Perfect. Erica, good. Call right away. What else?
Get more than one phone number for the patient.
Oh, love that. Who's that, Chandel?
Yeah.
Perfect. What else?
So viewing every call as a start.
Love it. Stella, that's you. Every view, every call is a start. Exactly. It's not just a potential lead. Every call is a start. Excellent. What else? There's someone else who started talking at the same time as Stella. Okay, so those are some of the things that we spoke about. Let's just go through them to unpack them a little more. Jumping on the cases right away. There's no such thing as the concept we spoke about was the next call. Come on in, Jasmine. Okay, perfect. Jasmine is on. She's here in my office. Okay, so we spoke about calling right away, Erica, like you said. That means the concept that we said was the next call. So a call comes, you're on the phone, you're doing something, you see an alert, something comes on your sheet, an email, a tag, a new referral comes in. The next phone call that you do is to that call. make it so that we reach out by the end of the day. If anything's missing, you go to Melissa, you go to me, you go to someone to say, I need help getting this person. Another we spoke about is reaching out to the marketer to making sure that if the marketer was speaking to them 2 hours ago and now you can't reach them after one or two or three attempts, reach back out to that marketer. They might be able to get the patients on the phone. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't, but it's another address for you to be able to reach out to so that it doesn't become a lost lead. Because it's much easier to, quote unquote, save a case within the first 24 hours than it is to save a case after 3 days of no contact. That lead is basically lost. That's with regards to calling right away. With regards to jumping for the authorizations, I see this is happening. Melissa's putting together a list for Family First specifically on cases that might have slipped a little bit. So hopefully we'll have that later on today. But yes, I keep putting it in the email for Family First, especially when they come with their own caregiver. It's very important. We've discussed Eagle for those who are working with Eagle for specific counties to when and how to jump for the authorizations. If you have questions, let Melissa know. But that's very, very important. It's also important that if you reach out for an authorization and X amount of time has gone by without a response, without a validation that it's going to come in, or without receiving it, to reach back out for that authorization. So if you requested an authorization last week, Wednesday, and the service coordinator, the case manager, said you're going to have it by Friday, today's Tuesday, all those authorizations need to be re-requested for that member. Okay? Shane, what you said about getting more than one number for the patient, that's very, very true. Now, a lot of times we know that they only have one number, but the way to rephrase it, I think we spoke about it last week, I'll just review, is that, as you say to them, do you have another number? They'll say, no, I only have my house number. Say, no problem. Who else is there a neighbor, is there a child that we could use their number? Even if they're not living with them, that's fine, but it's someone else who the patient themselves speaks with. And regarding the last thing that you said was, reviewing every call as a potential start, that is key. Okay, so those four things are what we mostly spoke about last week. A few other things we spoke about last week, which I want to highlight that could be done a little bit differently, and then I'm going to get around to asking everyone what I put in the emails last night about what was done differently, what we did last week, and what we could do better for next week. One of the things that I want to reiterate is a soft transfer. That means if you're a marketer and you're on the call, you're getting all the information, you're putting it in the system, check to see if someone in intake is available. We discussed also next week we're going to put together buddy systems once everyone is back from there's a bunch of people that are out this week, but we're going to put buddies, meaning marketer with an intake person. That's coming next week. But if you could do a soft transfer, so say you're on the call and you want to see, is Dean available? Check with Erica if she's off the phone to try to transfer to that person. That will definitely help with some of these cases becoming no contact and moving along quicker. Another thing which I want to talk about is when those who are answering the calls, call them marketers, right, are reviewing their cases, if you see that there was an attempt by intake one or two or three times failed to call that member and there was no success and you're doing your follow-up, you're just looking through your sheet in between calls, call that member. See if they will answer for you and then you can help transfer it to intake. Or if you see that there's no contact after a day or two, send a message to that person individually. Say, hey, Erica, hey, Dina, hey, Maria, I noticed that these three people, you know, you didn't get a chance to call them. Please call them or let me know if you want me to call them. I know, Vanessa, for example, you did this morning. You sent me a message about a certain case with BWC that was not reached out to, and the person was calling back to the marketing line. When someone is calling back to the marketing line, that means that they're shopping around because that marketing line number is not our regular number to our, you know, on our website, to our office, is where people use when they're looking for home care. So that's, if you get a call, if anyone needs to get a message or a call from marketing saying that a prior referral called into the marketing line, that's hot, because that means that patient is looking to leave to go somewhere else. So far, so good?
Yep.
Okay. One other thing I want to talk about is replying back to your supervisor at the end of the day. So I want to talk right now to the intake people, which are Dina, Erica, Maria, and Malky. By the end of the day, well, at 4 o'clock, I want you to reach out to Melissa and confirm with Melissa very simply, all accounts, all new referrals accounted for. I need help with a few of them. I don't want it to be that Melissa has to go through the sheet to check if you guys are able to. That's what Melissa's here for, right? To help, to guide, to lead. If you cannot reach all your patients by the end of the day, by 4 o'clock, let Melissa know. She will either jump in or have someone else jump in to be able to assist. Okay? It's very, very important that we don't go home until everything is accounted for. Those are the few points that I want to talk about this week. Last week, in terms of referrals, they were a little bit lower than the week before, specifically for Family First and for Eagle. I know Eagle, a lot of it depends on the case managers, but whatever we could get from the Passion Care marketing line is very, very important. So let's try to make it that next week when we meet, the referrals both for Eagle and for Family, and even the other companies as well, are up from this week, okay? So let's keep an eye on those, remembering that we're going to be looking at these referrals. So if everyone does one extra referral a day, one extra follow-up, it adds tremendously. You know, and we're not just looking at referrals based off of the month. We're looking at them daily, as you see in my emails that, you know, we're sending out. And also on each week when we have these calls, we're going to be looking at them to make sure that we're going in the right direction. So I want to open up the call to everyone to discuss, share their comments, but also to discuss what you did since our last conversation, last Tuesday, and one or two things that you're going to do from here going forward. All right, we'll start with Jasmine because she's right here in my office. Again, the question is, what did you do since our last meeting? And what do you think you could do for the next week? So take one or two of these pointers to be able to build on future success.
I answered a lot of calls, and I'm going to continue to answer a lot of calls and put in leads.
What can you do based on what we spoke about last week and now, besides the leads? Everyone's doing leads and everyone's getting cases to start. What could you do differently to be able to have even better results?
So I'm going to continue to do what I do, follow up with my patients, answer every call that comes in promptly, and submit my referrals very quickly.
Okay, who else has something? Sarah, let's go to you. What did you do differently since we spoke last week based off of the things that we spoke about? What points is he going to take?
Well, I had the client lead the conversation about when they want to start, and then reached out to service coordinator with that information. I tried to do a three-way call a couple of times with the service coordinators, but it just didn't connect. But every patient reached out to the service coordinator on their own, and I was able to get the authorizations sent over. So. Or in
great. And one thing you're saying, Sarah, is very good. Besides, you know, you're tempted. If they couldn't reach you, that's fine. But then you're saying that you had the patient reach out to the SC themselves and say, mm-hmm. you help them with that process. They reach out, request the auth, and have it sent over. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Perfect. Great. That's a great point that you took from the meeting. What are you going to do this week based on what we spoke about today?
I'm going to do everything to get the auth, to get the start. I mean, that's just all new to the process, so I'm going to continue adding that.
Okay. We spoke about three things today in terms of the soft transfer, reviewing cases,
mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Soft transfer, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of the whole soft, warm transfer, soft transfer. But with Dina here, it's easier because she's in the same office as me,
okay.
You know. I will try to do more soft transfers.
Perfect.
And make sure that I'm following up.
Okay, more follow-up on your lease, on your previous lease?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, very good. Stella, let's go to you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm thinking.
Thinking? Okay, we'll pass over you. Shandel?
Yeah. So as I said before, I tried to get most information
for the referral and try to get more than one phone number.
Did you see that being a success?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to try.
What about for next week?
And I'll try to do also the soft transfer. When I have a referral, to transfer over to someone in intake. Because
okay.
I did have one case that she was calling back because she wasn't able to reach someone. And then when I called her back, she said that she wasn't able to reach someone in intake. So she called a different company.
So we lost the lead.
Right.
That's how the soft transfers are very, very helpful so that they
right.
don't get lost in the transition. Okay, good. Who else do we have? Vanessa, you're on?
This is Abe. I just want to add to that comment of losing a case. Of course, you only know about one, but this is happening not one during the day. It happens with more than one case because the follow-up is not too fast. Or the transfer, the soft transfer. So this is a very critical issue.
Yes. Okay, Vanessa, are you there? Okay, we'll skip Vanessa. Who else? Kaya, Maria? Who wants to jump in?
Maria. Maria's here.
Maria, go.
I'm going to continue working closer with the three departments, which is coordination, intake, I'm from intake, and marketing to make things happen. And normal, to reach out for the authorization, speak to your supervisor, co-workers, everything. We need to be all together. We are
Maria,
just one team.
Let me rephrase my question. What did you do last week since last Tuesday from our meeting? What did you do differently? And we know we have to work together. That's true. It's all good. What did you specifically do based off our meeting last Tuesday till now? And what are you going to do from our meeting today till our meeting next Tuesday?
Yeah, from the new prospect member lead. So I try to call them every day before I leave my position. So I start doing that more often. And also, sorry?
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. What else?
To call the new patients. And to be more on top with the case manager for the authorizations. Basically, more communication with everybody.
Okay. That's what you did the past weekend. What did you see the success of? Did you see it successful or not?
Yeah. Absolutely.
In which way?
Sometimes when I'm trying to deal with staffing, so when I communicate with them, you know, things go smoother.
And what are you going to do from this call today going forward until next Tuesday?
To hit 60 authorization.
Good. How are we going to do that?
Working together, because depends on three departments.
Yeah, that's true, but that we know. But every specific person, based on the things we spoke about last week, and I started the meeting today, we have to take, you know, to say that we're going to work all together and do the best, because that's good. That's what I said. So you can't take what I said. You know, no one else can take
now,
what
and
I
we
said.
Have
I
to
said.
Follow the process we have, which is working very good.
No,
I started this agency, the process we spoke last week, like, is working very smooth. If we follow that direction, will be everything fine.
And we're sorry to put you in the corner like that, but I need a specific thing, whether it's the auth, whether it's calls, whether it's
calls. Yeah,
cards,
of course. Follow up, start date, everything, Judah.
You're gonna work on your follow up start date. Your follow up to meet those start dates.
Exactly. I'm gonna all my members will be touched by this week.
Okay, that's good. So that's we have the weekly follow ups.
Mm-hmm.
Write this down. Weekly follow ups. That's important because even if it's the case is in staffing or the case is in HR and it takes time for the caregivers to become compliant, fine, but we have to touch base with them every single week at minimum to make sure that they're not shopping around anywhere else.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, that's a good one. Okay, who else? Monica?
Hi. So I'm in onboarding, but I've been transferred over the Spanish marketing calls, and I started looking at every call as a start case. So what I did was I figured out that when the patient calls in, they said that they wanted to transfer over to our agency. They wanted service for us. So, again, this process is new to me because I'm only doing onboarding. But I went ahead and grabbed a colleague, which was Sarah, to help me with the call. And she was able to walk me through on what to do. We immediately called the service coordinator of the case to see if we can get in the auth, but unfortunately she was not available, so we left a message. And then I emailed you, Joan, you, Judah, and included Melissa on the email to follow up on that lead. But I think that the patient was already in contact with someone in our agency. I didn't follow up after that, but I let everyone know what the call was about so it doesn't get misplaced or forgotten.
Okay, very good. And that's great. And yes, you are uniquely positioned within, not marketing, but intake, but in your role specifically, Family First for the HR, maybe one thing which you could take for next week, and you might have started a little last week, but most 80% of our clients come with their own caregivers. So in a way, when you're working with the caregivers, you're sort of the window into that patient's life on another angle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dina or Erica might be working with the actual patient. You're working with the caregiver. While you're doing it, keep pushing them and keep stressing the point that the faster you get, the quicker we could start. And if, while you're looking, you see that there was no contact with the patient, tell the son, hey, Fred, tell your mom to answer. Erica's going to call in a few minutes. So if you could keep pushing on that, you know, use the caregiver as another window.
Yes, I actually have been doing that. I noticed there was a note that one of the caregivers that I was onboarding, and I think Kaya was trying to get in contact with the patient, and the patient was not responding. And I was in contact with the caregiver,
hey,
and I told them if they can reach out, like if they are having communication with the patient, to please have them reach out to Kaya because I see that Kaya has been trying to get in contact with them. And they said that they would. So I definitely have been doing that.
Great. Very good.
I have a suggestion that came to my mind. I don't know, Judah, let me know if this is okay for the marketing team, because what I'm also seeing on RN is that when we get to call the patients, they don't answer the phone. Is marketing able to give them a heads up that someone's going to give them a call and give them the first three numbers, because everyone's number is pretty much the same, the 267-551. So that way, if they see that number calling, they know it's us. Because also,
idea.
I know that sometimes our phones are listed as spam. And me personally, I don't pick up phone calls that I don't know. So I know that a lot of patients may be on the same boat, that if they don't know who it is, they're not going to pick up. But at least if they know that someone's calling them from a 267-551-74 number, they know that it's us.
Perfect.
Yeah, I do always say that you're to expect to call, and if they're calling from our agency, the number will always be 267-551, and then depending on which extension is calling, the last two numbers will be different.
Well, perfect. I'm going to send out an email recap later after this call, but I'll definitely add those. That's a great point, Melissa. Okay, Erica, Chaya, Stella, Vanessa. What'd you got?
Yes. Hiya.
Vanessa's, I'm sorry, Vanessa's audio is not working, but she has a question.
Hold on a second. We'll get to her in a minute. Chaya.
Okay.
Vanessa, you could Slack me your question and your pointers of what you did last week and what you're going to do this week. Chaya, let's go to you.
Okay. So for me, it was very helpful to the thought to view each call as a start. And I actually see a difference. And for this week going forward, I want to start doing the soft transfers.
Okay. I'm going to add something to your plate, Kaya. Soft transfers plus, I mean, this is for everyone, but reach out for the auth.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes reaching out for the auth takes time, but what it goes. It takes time and a little bit, but it definitely goes a long way. So if you could try both of those, we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Stella?
Yeah, so I was basically trying to take down the most information I can from them and make sure they feel secure and safe that we'll take care of so they're not looking for more agencies. I was always telling them, don't worry, we'll take care of it. We'll make sure we get the auth and you have an aid and everything should run smoothly.
Okay, so you sort of gave them comfort knowing that, like, to stop calling other places, we'll got you, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Did you see that they called you back if they had questions or no?
Yeah, some of them called me back that they didn't receive either a call from intake or they have more questions. Like, I
perfect.
Give them
so
my direct line so they can call me directly.
Perfect. Yeah, always give your direct line, not the marketing line. That's good. I'm writing that down as well. But the fact that they called you back means that you did something to make them feel comfortable in that call so that they're not going to go elsewhere. They're going to come back to you. Okay, very good. And what are you going to do for this week?
I'll start doing the warm transfers, and I'll just always try giving them the number from the intake department who will call them.
Perfect. Okay, Erica, you got to save the best for sort of the last.
I would say jumping on the leads as soon as they come in, and what I can do this week is making sure I'm following up with all patients before the end of the day.
I'm going to add something to your plate as well, Erica, okay?
Okay.
With regarding the auth, specifically the auth, you know, because
all right.
It comes from marketing, it's good. It's all like they all help in a way. But, and they're going to try to get us, you know, on the first call. But when you reach out, when you have the patient, it's, so to speak, in your lap, in our best interest for you to be able to get that auth. So if the case manager SC does not respond back, email, you call, you text, do it again. Do it again until you get them. Now, we're not harassing them, but there's got to be that balance. Now, if they say they're going to send the authorization, like I saw some of the notes that also will be in by Friday, today's Tuesday, those people have to get a call back because they didn't send it. It's not me. It's the members is waiting. And you could also have the members themselves reach out to the SCs on their own, you know, saying they're ready. Caregivers are ready, especially when the caregivers are compliant already. We don't want to waste time anymore, right? Those caregivers. Those patients should call out to get the authorization as well. Okay?
Okay.
So in addition to sending to Melissa at the end of the day, you know, any issues about the not being able to reach a new referral, also send her a message, speak with her about cases that the authorizations are becoming an issue, meaning for sure everything has to be requested right away. Fine, we know that. And we're working with, you know, HR to see when the caregiver is probably going to be compliant. But but those 16 that are sitting in HR compliance, those caregivers, those patients have to be like 1,000% accounted for in terms of authorization. Okay, good. Vanessa, literally saving the best for last. Let me see your question. What's a good time frame that you can give New York City Eagle and committed immediate referrals since patients are calling saying let us call them, and you can't do warm transfers? We have intake lines for Family First and Eagle. Yes, Vanessa, I'm going to send you those. I'm going to send you that information afterwards, okay? So your audio is not working. Let me see. Okay. Okay, Vanessa, what else besides for warm transfers? Is there anything else that you could do in terms of follow-up or anything like that? We're just waiting for it to text. Okay, so guys, I want to talk about one thing with regards to the warm calls, right? The warm transfer calls. A warm transfer call means that if you have someone on the phone, you put and they want to speak with someone, and they call Jasmine, for example, okay? Hey, whatever, great referral, great everything. Jasmine puts it in, spikes it, whatever. And then says, hold on a second, I'm going to see if Erica's available. Hold on 1 second. Means you put the patient on hold, you call Erica, Slacker, if she's available, then it says, yes, I'm not on another line, I'm at my desk, great. Then you say, no problem, hang up, tell the patient, and you transfer the call. Once you transfer the call, send a Slack to that person saying, Mary Jones, here's the phone number, just transfer the call to you. This way, for whatever reason, it got dropped, it got lost, or something like that. There's no like, oh, who was the patient? I don't remember the name. Was it the son? You send me over the information. So this goes for everyone in marketing. When you're transferring the call, don't just transfer the call to the market, to the intake.
What happens if they don't pick up the transfer?
What do you mean they don't pick it up?
They don't pick up the soft transfer.
Then that's how you're going to slide them the name. Just so they can call back.
What do you mean with the patient? Are you waiting?
What do you mean? If you pick up, let's say you call Erica. Erica's not available.
No,
she's not available?
Right, if she's not available.
Then you tell them someone will call you back within an hour. Yeah.
Or send me the call.
Or if Melissa's at her desk, you can send it to Melissa. But putting it out there, if no one's available, fine. It happens. No one's available, they're on the phone or whatever. Put in as a new referral, and then send the Slack. By the way, send this in. Please call when you're available. So, anyone have any questions, comments before we end the call? Amazing. Okay, guys. So I'm going to send out a recap email soon. We will meet again next week in person in the office, same time as last week, 11 o'clock. And have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Judah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.